His mercy endures forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. You got your Bibles tonight or your phones or whatever? Come on, we're going to whip the devil up a little bit with the word. Eh? Hallelujah. We started to talk about walking in the armor of God, or walking, you know, walking as God would have you walk. And we're going to continue that tonight. So open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. I know that you probably heard these particular verses over and over and over again, but that's good, because if you ever have the attitude that I've heard it before, then you haven't heard it at all. I'll say that over here. Let me see. If you ever have the attitude, I've heard it before, where the Word of God is concerned, that means that you haven't heard it at all. Because if you really hear it, it becomes alive on the inside of you. And you go, woo, glory to God, let me have some more of that. It'd be like saying, you know, a nice porterhouse steak from Ruth Crisp, and you have one of those, you say, oh, I've had that before. That doesn't keep you from going back and eating it again, right? I mean, it's really, really good. So that's how we're coming to the Word tonight. But in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, glory to God, I start these things and think, well, I'll do a week, maybe 2 weeks, and yeah, 3 months later, yeah. But watch this. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I like that. Again, we're going to go over a few things. But finally, my brethren, in other words, everything that I've said up to this point leads to these points. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. And if you remember in Ephesians, he talked about who we were, and that we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and that we've been, you know, he talks about the revelation of how much God loves us and all of the things that go out of that. And he said, finally, be strong in the Lord. Not strong in you, but strong in your position in the Lord. Strong in knowing who God is, but also who God is in you. Amen. Right? Come on. And so we're not looking to our own strength, or I've got to be a good Christian. I've got to be just perfect. I can't sin. I can't go without doing anything wrong, and go back and forth that way. But you're more like, Lord, I'm just trusting you for everything. I know, Lord, that even when I mess up, when I get up, you're there to pick me up. Right? And so that's kind of the attitude. We have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So it's not just strong in the Lord, but it's the power of His might. When you become born again, when Jesus is Lord of your life, you're not fighting your battles on your own unless you are. Let me say that again. You're not fighting your battles on your own unless you are. But if you'll remain in the Lord, His might is available for you to fight your battles. This is how I fight my battles. Come on. Come on. This is how I fight my battles. Well, we're going to talk about the battle a little bit tonight, because I think that there are some things that, at least I'm excited about what God has been revealing to me about this. And it's nothing new necessarily, but it's just a little bit of a different slant on it. But look at verse 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Right? You got to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I think about, you know, wars years ago were hand-to-hand combat. It was not like, you know, you had somebody in Washington, D.C. flying a little plane in Saudi Arabia somewhere with a joystick. And, you know, that, I mean, it was like, we're going to war. Well, here's the line. And this side is on this side, and charge, and they're, you know, doing all that skirmishing stuff. And so what he's saying is, when the enemy comes against you, there's a place to stand and take a stand. In other words, the enemy, no further. I'm going to die on this line right here. I'm going to die on this line right here. And so when it, having done all to stand, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I just want to talk about that word wiles for just a second. The wiles of the devil. What does that mean? He's a schemer. He's a deceiver. And he's a trickster. Have you ever watched those people that do card tricks and they do the sleight of hands? And he's just, how do they do that? Well, they're deceiving you with their hand motions, and they're doing some things that you don't know what they're doing, but yet they're fooling your eyes, they're fooling your senses, they're fooling everything about you. And so their schemes to trick you are in the development of their skills of applying it. Okay? The enemy's very skillful at his trickery. He's very very used to using it. Right? But we're not ignorant. The Bible says we're not ignorant of his devices. And watch this. The devil is no match for the power of his might. Let me say that again. The devil is no match for the power of his might. And the only way that he can get you to lose the battle is that when you give in to the trickery of him and get out of the Lord and get into yourself. So tonight we're going to look at that and look at that from a little bit of a different perspective. But why, I just love this. That we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, the enemy's coming to trick us, but we can make a stand. But we can't make a stand by ourselves because he's been at this a long time. But he's not up against us. He's against the God of the universe, the God who created him and everything else in it, who's been around a lot longer than you. It's like, it's somebody. Most of you know who Rita is, and she's, she was in the drug world for 30 years, heroin addict, all of that stuff. And so she now, a dependency counselor. And so, she worked in the prison sometimes, and the inmates would come to her, and they'd start a scam, or, telling her something. She just looked at her, you can't blow smoke up my rear end, right? Because I know where you come from, right? And so I'm not saying that God's saying that, but that's the picture that I want you to get, that the one who you serve and the one whose you are and the one who wants to communicate with you on a consistent basis knows everything that the enemy is going to try, and he knows how to get around it. So in order for us to stand, we have to stand in the power of the Lord and the power of his might. We have to understand and know that, hey, if God be for me, who can be against me? Come on, bring it on, devil. Bring it on, devil. Come on. Because I'm going to win. I heard somebody say this today. We're not fighting for victory. We are enforcing the victory that's already been won. Let me say that one more time. We're not fighting for victory. We're enforcing the victory that's already been won. Come on. I like that. That's good. Okay, now watch this. Verse 12. For we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Here's the deal. If we're going to stay and have the power of his might, we cannot get into the flesh. And once we get into the flesh, we get outside of the realm of his power and might. Are you seeing that? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But I'm going to bring that home a little bit and hopefully put that into some context that we can understand, right? Our fight is not in the earthly realm. The earthly fight is, watch this, is war by unforgiveness. It's warred by hatred, by bitterness, envy, strife, etc. And we'll look at some scripture in that. But the spiritual fight is in the principalities, etc. Prayer and exercising our authority. In other words, our spiritual fight is knowing who we are in God and fighting our fight from the standpoint of who we are in Christ. And any time that we are in the flesh trying to do it the other way, we are under the ability of Satan to fool us, to defeat us. How many would like that? So now again, I'm not talking about conquering the spiritual realm above the atmosphere of our area and all of that. And there's some truth in all of that. But what I'm saying, tomorrow, tonight, when you go home, when the enemy comes at you, I want you to see from a different perspective how he's coming at you. So that when you recognize that, you go, oh, I don't think so. Right? I don't think so. You're not getting, that door is not going to be open to you. The Bible says where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. Right? So when you get into envy and strife, you say, come on in. Here's an open door. Come on in. Come on in. Go to Galatians. This isn't in the notes back there, but go to Galatians. They're used to that. Galatians chapter 5. Just a few pages back. But Galatians chapter 5. Verse 14 says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, again, what I'm talking about is you operating in the power of God, right, in knowing who God is and in the power of his might. Now, watch this, because this is important. Get this. If I'm not loving my neighbor, then I'm not walking in the power of his might. If I'm not loving my neighbor, I've automatically gotten into the realm with Satan with an area that he can win. And so what I want to show you is that there's a power in recognizing that. Go, I don't think so. I don't think. The cost of not doing what God says is too much for me to continue to go on. Sometimes for years, decades, whatever, we walk around in the same circle and never get anywhere. You know, it's a year after year after year after year. Nothing changes, nothing changes. I think it's because we haven't recognized where the fight is. And tonight, if you'll take a hold of what I'm telling you about, it can change tomorrow. And it can change next year. And things will not be the same ever again after tonight. Watch this. Verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So where is walking in the Spirit? It's standing in God and in the power of his might. So if you're walking in the Spirit, you've got him to your side to aid you with the fight that you're waging. You got it? Okay, now let's go on. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Now, get a hold of this. Back in Ephesians, it said that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Every time that you get into walking in your flesh, you have the potential of being a puppet on the strings of principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Are you getting this? This is really important, because if you don't see this, then you can think, well, you know, it's just my anger, it's just my temper, or they deserve that, or they, you know, and you put it off on them, or make excuses, or you don't own up to what God is trying to change in you, and so therefore you stay bound by the same things that you have year after year after year after year. Change will never happen until there's a recognition of the need of change. Repent. Okay? Repent. And so when we look at it from this standpoint, and we're going to go through this list a little bit, we can say, oh, when I get into that, I've stepped out of the realm of the power of his might, and I put myself under the wiles or the trickery or the deceit of the enemy. Glory to God. For the flesh lusts against the, or wars against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh, now again, we're going to go through this list, but I want you to look at those as a warning sign to getting under the wiles of the enemy. So we go through this list and you go, well, you know, but I'm just human. No, you're not just human. You were just human, but then you became born again. And when you were born again, you became a child of God. You took on His divine nature. You're a joint heir with Jesus, and you have the power of His might abiding in you if you'll stand in the Lord. Right? Come on, find it, my brother. Be strong in the Lord. So we're talking about this and coming against the wiles of the enemy. The only way we can do it is to be strong in Him. And we're going to see that a little more clearly as we go on. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident or obvious. It's obvious. Most of the time it's obvious to everybody but you. Because the enemy, who's the one who's a trickster, he said, oh, come on. You know what they did to you. You have a right to be this, or you have a right to act this way, or you have, you know, after all, you're only human. After all, you know, come on. Now watch this. Watch it. Or this, you're better than somebody else. I mean, you're so much better at love than George over here that, you know, God's giving you big stars for. God's not giving you big stars for the things that He's dealing with you about, right? Come on, so watch this. Watch this again. These are doors or warning signs that you're out of the place where you can be strong in the Lord. I hope I'm getting this across. Hallelujah. It says, now these are the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresy, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you before, just as I told you in the times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. What he's saying here, now watch this. Anytime you are confronted with any of these issues, we have to understand that that's where the fight begins. That's where the warfare is. Again, I'm not talking about principalities out there. We bind the spirit of this over the region and whatever. I'm talking about in you and in me on a consistent daily basis, walking in the spirit. We have to recognize when the enemy is trying to take us out. And then we have to say, listen, I'm going to stand on what the Lord says rather than go to my feelings of what I sense is fair based on, you know, what my perceptions are. Right? I'm hurt. Well, tough. Right? I mean, tough. Get over it. Because if you're going to stand in the Lord, listen, are you a soldier or not? If you're a soldier in the army of God, then some of your right to be right is gone. Right? How about this one? How many know that pride is a big deal? And pride, you think, yeah, those people are so proud. Look at them. They got their nose up in the air. How about this? I'm just shy. I can't talk to anybody. That's pride. What do you mean that's pride? That's pride. Why? What is pride? Pride is defined by the middle letter I. It's where you're more important or you're the center focus of everything. So that can be ta-da or that can be oh me. Still pride. Now watch that. Pride, what's the danger in that? The danger in walking in those things is that you step out of this arena and you go back under the trickery of Satan. Watch Bruce dance. I got him. I just know how to get him. I just bring up this name. Watch this. Just bring up this name. And all of a sudden, it wasn't fair, it wasn't right what they did to me. Blah, 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 blah. But, you know, they're so wrong. God, you should strike them with, you know, but, okay. And he goes, okay, dance for the, come on, puppet, dance. Dance. That's the moment that I got to stand up and not play with that and not allow that, but go, nope. In Jesus' name, I refuse to entertain those thoughts. Because my warfare is against the principalities that are trying to dictate my future and keep me bound in that realm. Does that make sense to you? Now watch this, because it's so, so vitally important that we get a hold of this, because when we do, we can become more effective for God in loving people. Love one another. I don't want to love everybody. I don't know about you, but I don't want to love everybody. But I don't have a choice whether to or not. And not only that, it's at my best interest to love one another. Why? Because he said it, but also then I'm standing in him. And I have the power of his might backing me up. Does this make sense? All right, come on. This is so good. This is so good. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. In other words, when I'm standing in the Lord, I'm going to be operating in these. And if I'm not operating in these, then I'm not standing with his full might behind me. So we need to check our thoughts, don't we? We need to check. In fact, I didn't write this one down. Or maybe I did somewhere. But go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 right quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Woo, glory. I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm helping me. Verse 3 says, "For we, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh." In other words, I have the same feelings as everybody else. I have the same capacity to feel everything that everybody else does. I have the opportunity to be hurt and walk in that hurt. I have all of those opportunities, but that's not how I war. Because I'm going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If I'm warring according to the flesh, then I'm not strong in the Lord. And I'm not operating in the power of his might. Whew, glory to God. How many want to be strong in the Lord and have him fighting your battle? This is how I fight my battle. Come on. This is how I fight my battle. Come on. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Watch. Verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh. It's not me getting revenge. It's not me winning an argument. It's not me being smarter than you are. It's not any of those things. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty." Every say, but mighty. The power of his might, they're mighty in God. The weapons of my warfare are mighty in God. For pulling down strongholds, or watch this, unmasking the trickery or deceit of principalities and powers. Come on. That's good. That's good. So when I recognize it, I go, wait a minute. Hold up, bub. This isn't going to work on me the second time. Right? You know that saying that, you know, you fool me once, shame on you, but you fool me twice, shame on me. Right? It's kind of like if I fall for the same scam over and over again, come on, get a clue, get it. And that's what I'm trying to do tonight, is to get us a clue so that we can walk out of here with a different mindset toward the flesh. I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that and I shouldn't do that. Listen, we shouldn't. That's true because God said not to, but it's paramount that we take a stand against those things so that we can stand in the Lord and we can walk in the victory that we have in him. You see, because in him, he always causes us to walk in victory. But if we're walking in the flesh, then we get back under you reap what you sow. Right? You reap what you sow. And it's so important that we begin to understand that every thought that I have has a consequence to it. And it's every thought that I have is in the arena of warfare that I can either win, which I've already won, or I can step into the place where the enemy can defeat me. See, and I don't want that, and you don't want that. So it's like the next time you're starting to feel sorry for yourself, the next time you're think about, you know, the things that happened to you as a child, the next time you think about all of those things, you go, wait a minute, I'm entering the arena. Right? Now watch this. Unforgiveness. I'm not saying that the people who did things to you shouldn't be held responsible for what they did. All right, but that's not my deal. I'm going to leave that with God. Right? In fact, I don't want anybody to go to hell, so God forgive them too. It's not that I'm going to let you walk over me and over and over me, but if I'm going to fight the battle, I've got to let go of that. And watch this, my right to feel vindicated, or my ability to get that vindication. How many have ever wanted people to come and tell you they were sorry? Right? And you know, you just thought, they wronged me so much, they should... Well, I mean, tomorrow, they'll be here for sure tomorrow to do that. Well, maybe next week, maybe next year. I know people, seriously, that have been waiting 40, 50 years for somebody to validate their rightness. I want to tell you tonight, just a secret, that your rightness was validated 2,000 years ago when Jesus went to the cross. And if you're looking for somebody else to validate your rightness, then you're operating in the flesh and not in the strength of the Lord. Okay, so watch this. No matter, and we could go into scenarios that I'm not going to go into tonight, but the sick things that are happening in the world, in the realm of humanity, you just go, I mean, that guy is just totally wicked, totally. Well, they are, and they should be held responsible for their wickedness, but we have to get an understanding of all wickedness comes from the wiles or the schemes of those principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. So in other words, Hitler was completely monster. Stalin was worse. Mao Zedong, I mean, the torturous things that they did. My only prayer is that somehow at the end they found Jesus somehow. But the reality is, all they were was this. Just puppets to the principalities and powers. So rather than going, I need to get revenge over that teacher that was mean to me, you know, or those people on the bus that were mean to me, or the father that neglected me, or the mother that abandoned me. In order for me to get over that, I need to understand that there was this going on. And so I'm not going to fight my battle with me trying to get even, get vindicated, get, you know, being told how what we need to do is come over to this other area and say, Lord, first of all, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So that is not me any longer. And I'm standing in the Lord in the power of His might. So I refuse to let that trigger activate the wiles. Get it? I'm not going to let that trigger, and we all have triggers, right? We all have triggers. Renee's on the front row, so I'm going to just say this. When she was pregnant with Michael, we were with living with some friends of ours, good friends of ours, and Barbara had this perfume that she wore. whatever, when Renita was going through morning sickness, that kicked it in, right? So anytime she smells that, it's kind of like, that's a trigger, right? Now that's from a physical standpoint, but in a spiritual standpoint, there are other triggers, and we got to recognize those triggers and understand that those triggers are strings. Yeah, they're strings, and those strings are trying to get you trapped into the schemes. I don't know if this is helping you, but it's helping me. Watch. Come on. For our fight is not against. And that's why for years and years we go around the same circle, because we don't cut the strings. Cutting the strings is not for the benefit of the person that hurts you. Cutting the strings is to the detachment of the principalities and powers that either influence them or influenced you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, our spiritual fight is against principalities and powers, etc. Then our answer to that is in prayer and exercising our authority over those powers. Now go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And look at verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. Watch this positionally, right? Before their faith in the Lord Jesus, they were just here. Right? Everybody watching me, look at this. Look up. They were just here. But ever since I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for the saints, that puts you in the Spirit. Come on. It puts you in the place where you can stand. It puts you in the place of the strength of the Lord and the power of His might. Okay. Woo, glory to God. All right. 16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of Him. You can't be strong in the Lord unless you know who He is. You can't be strong in the Lord unless you know your place in the Lord. But that knowledge doesn't come from head knowledge. It comes from an experiential working out of a relationship with the Lord. That's what the revelation is. This is how I fight my battle. Right? I'm getting to know the Lord. I'm getting to understand. I'm going to understand what He did for me and who He is for me. That's why when we get to chapter 6, we can say, finally, my brethren. But let's go on. Let's go on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom in revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. In other words, in your spirit, and your spirit connecting with your soul, you're able to get a revelation of what's going on in the spirit. So what I've taught you tonight so far is that when envy, when bitterness, when frustration, when people come to your mind, it should begin to give you an understanding of what you're facing. And that's what Paul is praying here, that your eyes would get open to what's really going on. And so tonight we have a different perspective that we have a choice whether we're going to operate in or not. Okay, but let's go on, because this is really, really important. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. I want you to get to know. I want you to have a revelation. I want you to come to an understanding, right, of who you are. But also the power that's not only with God, but that's in you. Because when you get a revelation of that, that puts you in a position to stand. So I don't care if the devil comes with all of his hordes of demons and comes into the room, and you're in it when you understand who you are. You just say, in the name. In the name. In the name. So when that lust comes back at you that you gave into and your flesh kind of likes, whatever that is, you can say, listen, this isn't a physical battle. This isn't a mental battle. This is a spiritual battle. And I'm not going to fight you on your terms. I'm coming back into the revelation of who I knew God is and who He's made me to be so that I can stand. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Come on. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked. Everybody say worked. Now, is worked past, present, or future? Right? It's past, right? If you say, well, I work at, you know, Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. Well, that means presently you're working there. If I worked at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard, it means that I worked there at one time. If I'm going to go to work, it's future. Really, really critical that you get a hold of that. Watch this. Which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. Our position in Christ was solidified when He raised Him from the dead. And not only solidified, but validated. Right? In Romans chapter 10, and when we talk about getting people saved, we say that you must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead. Why is that so important? Because what it's saying is you're going away from your ability to be right and standing in the power of what happened when Jesus was raised from the dead. Because when He was raised from the dead, it meant that His sacrifice was accepted and that the work was completed. Amen. So we're not trying to get this. We're standing in this. But unless we have a revelation of the effect of what happened, we'll be under the understanding that I have to walk a little bit in this, and then walk a little bit in this, and walk a little bit in this, and walk. But no, I'm not going. I've got to cut those strings. So every time one of those fleshly things come up, every time one of those desires come up, that's where the spiritual battle begins to stand. All right? Yeah, exactly. And sometimes we live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, Western Washington. And if you go out today into most wilderness areas, you'll find huckleberry, salal, and all kinds of vegetation growing under the trees. So if you go there with a weed whacker and you just whack all that stuff off, and then you come back a year later, you know what you're going to have? You're going to have huckleberry, salal, and why? Because you haven't dug it up at the roots and it's reproducing itself in a major way. And so what we're trying to do is not just cut things at the ground level. We're trying to get down to the roots of things so that they can no longer be in our lives. And in that is recognize that and said, nope, 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 nope. Well, how often do you have to do this? Well, again, if we went back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, it says, take every thought captive. Talking about our warfare, take every thought captive. So every thought means every thought. Every thought. Now watch this. I need to get this understanding. It's not just the principalities and powers that control what's happening in the world. it's man's choice to give in to the principalities and powers. They're allowing them to happen. And not just in the world, in our lives. Especially once we've understood who we are. Okay, let's finish this out and then we'll go someplace else. Hallelujah. All right, we worked Christ, raised him from the dead, and seated him at the right hand in his heavenly places. Far above, everybody say far above, all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. We could talk on that for a week, but suffice to say, we're called the body of Christ. We're the church. And I don't know about you, but this is my body right here. From the top of my head, which had more hair at one time, to the very soles of my feet, which were smoother at one time, that's my body. So all of this contains me. I don't say, well, yeah, see that toe there? I've called that George. I don't really identify with George. So I've disowned George. No, that toe is Bruce. This hair is Bruce. These fingernails are Bruce. If we're the body of Christ, then I don't care if we're the skin under the heel. We're still part of the body and we're still above every principality power. Do you understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. He's under my feet. He's under my feet. But when I recognize the strings, I've got to enforce the being under my feet. See what I'm saying? Oh, glory to God. Woo! This is taking a lot longer than I planned, but it's so good. It's so good. Now, turn real quickly to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful for Janine for filling in when I couldn't make it last week or Sunday, but I'm back. 1 Peter chapter 5, and look at verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Be on guard. Be ready. Be ready. I was never in the military, but I've seen enough movies and talked to people that if you were on guard duty, you better be alert. In fact, during boot camp and some of those places, they'd have people out on post, you know, out in Podunk with nothing going on. They're guarding desert, right? But they better not fall asleep. And the reason for that is that's training for when they're in the foxhole and everybody else's life in that foxhole demands and is dependent upon you staying alert and staying awake. Right? So watch this. That's the kind of picture that's being painted here. Be vigilant. Be sober. Understand what's happening and understand the warfare that you're in and understand the fight that's coming on. And now we understand the triggers that produce the defeat or the victory. This is so good. Verse 8 again. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, he's a lion, but he's a liar. And he's seeking whom he may devour. That's just not me. Let me say that again. That's just not me. I refuse that. You're not defeating me. You're not defeating me because watch this in verse 9. Resist him. Resist him. Steadfast in faith. In the faith. In other words, watch this. Be strong in the Lord. That means I'm resisting him. Strong in the faith in who Jesus is, what he's done for me and who he's made me in him. I'm resisting him. In other words, thoughts, I'm coming against you. Envy, I'm coming against you. Strife, I'm coming against you. Fornication, I'm coming against you. Adultery, I'm coming against you. Murder, I'm coming against you. Hatred, I'm coming against you. You see where I'm going? So even the thought of that is too much to allow, because there's a string attached to that thought. Are you with me? So our fight is in this, but watch this. Resist the devil. Resist the devil, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same suffering experienced by all the world are experienced by all the your brother in the world. That God, may the God of grace, who has called us to his eternal life by Jesus Christ, after you suffered the will, perfect you, establish, strengthen, and settled in you. In other words, watch this. It's so important that we understand when we resist him, James says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And I like that. I think it's the Amplified version says, resist the devil. And that little sucker, this part's not in the Amplified, but that's the Bruce amplification. That little sucker will run from you like he's terrified. Let me just give you an example of that. We have this ferocious dog called Buttercup. Buttercup, and my brother-in-law came over with his mountain dog. Bernese mountain dog. Beautiful dog. Big dog. And Buttercup comes up. And Mason just turned him on. See, the enemy has got to bark. But when you stand up to him, he'll run as in terror, because he knows that when he sees you in Christ, he's seeing the one who's defeated him 2,000 years ago. Right? So resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Resist him, and he'll flee from you. Glory to God. Well, I didn't even get near where I wanted to tonight, but that's okay. It's a good foundation for next week. But did you get something you can use tonight? Because I don't want to just preach something you go, boy, that was good. I want something that you can sink your teeth into a little bit and say, listen, I can use that tomorrow. I can use that tomorrow. So when somebody says something that upsets you, just understand. Watch this. When somebody says something that upsets you, somebody hurts your feelings, watch this, it's not them, but it's these guys up here trying to get the strings attached. And you go, oh, no, 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 in Jesus' name. And that takes you putting your flesh under, right, and not giving into it. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word tonight. I thank you for everybody being so attentive, Lord, and your anointing just flowing. I'm just so grateful for it. Everybody that's watching, I just ask, Lord, that you'd bless them. I know there's some who are suffering from physical things tonight. I just command the Spirit of God to come into your room wherever you are, and in Jesus' name, effect a cure in your body. Satan, take your hands off of God's people. And in Jesus' name, the revelation of this, Lord, is going to set people free. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us. If you don't know Jesus, what's stopping you? Make him the Lord of your life. Give yourself up to him completely. He'll change you forever. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you.